Well, hey there. Thanks for downloading the Nerdist Podcast number 186. This is a hostful podcast, a true hostful podcast, just Matt and Jonah, myself, with the addition of a live audience. We recorded this in Austin, Texas, at Stateside at the Paramount just a couple weeks ago. So super, super fun show. What a great room. Austin's such a fun town to go perform in. People are all smart and nerdy and nice. We'll have the main body of the podcast. We got some Quements running there, also at the end. This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Are your computer files backed up right now? Shouldn't they be? With Carbonite, they're backed up automatically and continually and kept safely off-site, away from a computer crash, a crappy virus, fire, theft, whatever. To be really protected, you need online backup from Carbonite. Unlimited backup is just $59 a year. You can start your free trial today at Carbonite.com and use the offer code Nerdist. You're going to get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Nerdist. This is the Nerdist Podcast number 186, a hostful podcast, and I thank you heartily. Austin, Texas.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Let's start the Nerdist Podcast, everybody. Jonah Ray and Matt Myro. Oh, sit over there. Oh, yeah, just Jonah Ray. Oh, yeah, I fired Matt Myra because he was impersonating me in the beginning, yeah. Nope, I sent that fucker home. Now there's only 49 guys here on stage for the single ladies.
What?
Come on out, Matt Myra. You're not fired. There he is.
Hey, I'm Matt Myra.
I like these things. We should take these to all the shows. Oh, wow. Says Veronica, the agrees. Lady who made them. Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast.
Part two.
Edition, part two, Austin, Texas. We're still here.
Jonah is drinking Shinerbach.
Shinerbach's a good beer.
Spetzel Brewery.
What's Prosit mean?
What?
What? Prost?
Prost, dummy.
It's not spelled like that. Fucking love it or leave it, motherfucker. This is America.
Yeah, I need
it says
English words.
Sit like I'm a pro sitter. I sit professionally.
What does it mean?
One at a time.
Oh, it means cheers.
Oh, it means cheers. Oh.
Why not just say cheers? You know, you can go to Cheers in Boston and get a Norm Burger. It's delicious.
Really?
It's actually made out of George Wendt.
Yeah.
He's fed so many people over the years. I'm sure those actors aren't getting a dime of any of that money.
I think they're okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Cheers has been on for a while.
Yeah, but it's syndicated.
On constantly.
Where? I've not seen Cheers on television.
TV Land? I also don't watch television very much.
It's true. I have a handful of shows that I watch. And what are you guys watching right now? I know you're watching Storage Fucking Wars.
It's the greatest show ever made that isn't Bargain Hunt.
How many Wars shows can we have?
It doesn't matter.
Wars.
You just come up with something and then put Wars after it, and I will watch it. Cupcake Wars, I'm there.
And then there's
Storage Wars, I'm there.
You watching the tattoo one?
Mustache Wars.
No.
There was Mustache Wars.
What?
There was on IFC.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Storage Wars is great. I don't know why you don't watch it. I'll explain it to you. Here's what happens.
They lift up a thing.
Yep.
People say this something, and then the show's fucking done.
Yep. You bid on it, and then you find out what it's worth. It's like reverse Bargain Hunt.
Yeah. What I never liked? Going with anybody when they were just shopping.
Uh-huh.
It seems like it's the most boring thing in the world.
Well, it gets exciting when you involve people that are interesting.
Are you involved?
No.
Oh.
You live vicariously through the Storage Warriors? Is that what they're called, Storage Warriors?
That's what Dave Hester calls himself, but he's a dick face.
Why is Dave Hester... First of all, who is Dave Hester?
He's on Storage Wars.
Is he a host or is he...
No, he's one of the guys that bids.
And why is he a dick face?
That's the thing he says.
That's the thing he does.
Is that Dave Hester back there? Yep, I'm a dick.
He,
open me up like a storage unit. You'll find dicks inside. How much are they worth?
What if they did find dicks inside?
That'd be really amazing.
That'd be terrible. Also, finding Bigfoot, speaking of finding things, that's a great show. Don't moan that.
Talk about a non-show.
That's a great program.
Bigfoot Wars.
They never find Bigfoot.
Yeah, exactly. I like the idea that they find it and then they just hide it because they don't want their show to get canceled.
Well, I mean, then it could be training
Bigfoot.
Kill
it. Kill that Bigfoot.
It could be training
then,
Bigfoot.
Then Bigfoot's like, me want screen time. Me just get new headshots.
Bigfoot just shaves and looks exactly like the guys that are looking for him.
Looks like Bobo.
They just put a fucking plaid shirt on him and say he's from Portland.
Yeah. Probably is from outside of Portland.
Yeah, he probably is in the Pacific Northwest.
Jonah, what are you doing on Monday?
I am getting made up to look like Sasquatch for a sketch on the soup with Bobo from Finding Bigfoot.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Yeah. I'm I don't have to shave.
I was always irritated, like, because I loved In Search Of, too, the Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
It was great. Even if you guys don't think it was.
Clearly, it was a well-regarded show.
It was one of those, like, the 70s did creepy better than any other decade.
Well, do you remember the original Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so good. There was a block on A&E when I would get home from school.
With Jack Palance?
Yeah, it was In Search Of and Ripley's Believe It.
Yeah, he would always go, or not.
And then he would do push-ups, right?
He would do a push-up.
And then I would be like, I don't believe any of this, Jack Palance. Yeah. But that
I don't even believe you're an actor.
Believe it or not is so fucking passive aggressive. Like, this cow had four heads. Believe it or not. Like, I guess not, because
you're giving
me a choice. Like, how about you just show me fucking stuff that is, and I can respect that.
It's the equivalent thing of like a hipster now. You fucking believe it. I don't
believe
care.
It or not. Whatever. I don't
it's
care.
It's up to you. Okay. But In Search Of is responsible for my crippling fear of gray aliens. And Sasquatch.
Gray aliens?
Gray aliens are fucked up, Jonah. They will abduct you.
What?
Yep. And then probe you.
Huh?
And then drop you off at home.
What?
Well, that's pretty nice,
that sounds
actually.
Like a fucking party.
It sounds
And they take you home at the end of the night? That's a good date.
It sounds like intergalactic date rape is what it
what
sounds
would you
like.
Rather, if you're alone in the woods, what would you rather run into? Would you rather go to a clearing in the woods and you see a fucking Sasquatch staring you down?
No, because he'll just fucking rip your limbs off. The aliens. might want to see what it's like to make
wrong.
A human come, and that would be amazing.
Also, yeah, what if like they probe and you're like, not so bad.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it like that.
But the end of every In Search Of was I always got so mad because Leonard Nimoy would always say, like, they would build this case for this thing, and he'd be like, oh my God, I'm so on board to want to believe this thing. And he'd be like, no one really knows if anything we just said was true. You're like,
you
fucking unhinged the whole thing.
Also, in the same vein, same time period, Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World.
Yeah.
That was a fucking good show, too. That scared me also. Everything scared me. Nothing scared me more than the Unsolved Mysteries theme song.
Oh, yeah.
I had that for Tales from the Dark Side. I had to fucking would run out of the room.
Oh, they would change. They would saturate the screen. Like,
yeah,
then
flip
the
negative
art.
Yeah.
Also, the old Doctor Who theme was fucking terrifying. It's still a little terrifying.
No,
guys,
but
I scare easily.
In Search Of, I mean, the Tales from the Dark Side was, but there is another world.
Yeah.
A dark side. Yeah. And then you're like,
at least with Tales from the Crypt, you got a nice little giggle at the end of the creepy intro.
Yeah.
What if I was just terrified by the Full House theme song?
Everywhere you look,
there's a thing, it's a man. There's a Sasquatch and a gray alien. The Olsen twins are like gray aliens.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Once when I was...
Even TV! Sorry.
When I was 19 years old, I bought a shooting script of Full House off of eBay.
You just spend money. That's what you do.
Why would you buy a shooting script from
Full House?
What was the episode?
No. Why the fuck would you?
What was the episode?
It was the greatest episode of Full House ever made.
The Beach Boys episode?
No, that's the second greatest. The greatest is when DJ develops an eating problem.
Oh, yeah. It was around the same time as the Saved by the Bell caffeine pills episode.
Both taught us a lot as children.
She wasn't eating. She got on a treadmill for 5 seconds and then passed out.
Yeah, no, it was a serious situation.
Yeah, Deej.
What happened? Did she figure out her eating problem in 22 minutes?
Well, it's like I think the kid, what was the youngest one? Michelle.
Michelle.
She's like, she's got anorexia.
I don't remember that.
No,
being
she
in
doesn't.
I feel like you put that in your brain.
I did.
She's got anorexia.
I
wish that was in
no,
there.
No, yeah. Though actually, the way it went down is one of them just said anorexia, and then the Olsen twin went, "You got it, dude." And yeah. Then.
Well, now that's what they would have. They had the W speak.
What about bulimia?
Bulimia.
That was my on my MySpace page. That was my thing next to it. It said world's least successful bulimic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Next to my face. I would puke if I could, you guys. I have no gag reflex. So
is that
if you
true?
Want me to blow you later, I guess I could. Is that true that I have no... Yes, it is true. I have literally... I've never been able to make myself vomit.
I cannot... I have such a like a hair trigger gag reflex that when I'm in the... Like if I have to... If the doctor goes, okay, lift up your tongue, even just setting the tongue to breast or my tongue makes me go... Ugh, like I can't... No. The best is Steve Agee has one that you can operate just with words. Where if you're like, hey, Steve, and it's so fucking funny. I have video of it where I'm just describing like what it would be like to drink like a can of spit after someone dipped.
Oh.
All you have to do is just say those words to him, and then he just goes, cut it out, dude. Ugh, yeah. Stop it. Ugh. Like he just starts.
Well, you know, that director, Lance Bangs, if you just make that sound, he'll throw up. If you mm-hmm. just go, ugh, he'll go, stop. Ugh, stop it. Ugh.
God damn it.
There's
I think
in Jackass 2, there's Bam Margera making that noise so Lance Bangs throws up, and he fucking does.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I wish I could do it. I
throw up?
Yeah.
It's not that fun. It's actually one of the worst things.
It's
not a good time.
It would help, because sometimes I'll eat like a 2-pound pizza.
Like yesterday?
Yeah. And then...
that did happen.
Why did I do that to myself?
Yeah. We got these big pizzas, and then it's like, you know, the crust, you're like, oh, it's a little boring. No, they provide honey for you to dip the crust in.
Yep.
Yeah, if you guys haven't tried that, please do.
It's not here.
No, but they have honey here.
They don't.
No, they can't do it here.
They can put honey on shit.
You can do it anywhere you want?
Yeah, you can.
Why haven't I been fucking doing it then?
No, it's not some.
I thought it was just that restaurant.
Jonah, we weren't in some weird honey matrix where you could only put honey on pizza in that specific coordinate. Like,
I can go to fucking Hoek's Heavy Metal Pizza and go fucking dip some fucking honey into it.
You'd have to fucking bring the fucking honey.
I'll bring the fucking honey. Show me the honey, Chris.
What was that? Was that coming or farting?
There's a little bit of both. hey, you know, that's a weird thing that I found.
It's some coming.
That's a weird
thing. It's some farting.
You can't come and fart at the same time.
What do you mean you can't?
They have to happen separately, I found.
I found through your rigorous research?
The one time it happened,
Thank you for discovering that, first of all.
Wait, okay, one or the other. Wait, could you please paint the picture here? One or the other. So you're having sex. You're about to wrap it up, so you're like, or whatever. And then there's like a crossroads.
Have you heard me having sex? That is spot on.
Sometimes he gets the room next to us, so yes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Ha!
No. I stay on the better of the upper floors.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not kidding.
So you're
separates himself whenever he has a chance.
Chris slept on me today. You
what?
On the plane.
No, I
you
didn't.
Went a little
to the sun?
Yeah. And I was like, it's all right, buddy.
Matt, you're like a bear, but without the fucking part.
Anyway, so you're coming and farting. Yeah, How did you discover this?
You're at this weird cum fart junction.
Yeah.
A crossroads,
It was morning sex.
Love it.
Morning sex.
I'm gassy in the morning. Sure.
I had yet to take a shit. Uh-huh. And
That's danger zone. You're gonna
get
have
into
sex
it.
Right there?
Yeah. Get into it.
I don't take a highway.
I don't think. No, I take side streets to the danger zone now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Kenny Loggins has changed.
I take
it to
the danger zone parkway. It's
I
usually
take
the
service
fastest.
Streets. Yeah. Yeah, I mean it goes over. You can
take the highway to the danger zone, but it's gonna be full up. You know what you do? Yeah. You drop below the hard deck.
So wait, okay. So what happens in this situation?
It's how young is this crowd?
It's a late show. There's people are yeah.
How is there young? Because fucking before there was like a 14-year-old girl, and it made me so uncomfortable.
She was 17.
She was hot then. We're in Texas. You can say that, right? What's the age in here?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
We gotta really? Go to find that girl.
What is that?
I saw... Wait, what? She's 17 tomorrow? 20. Well, she'll be hot tomorrow.
So we got 20
she's
minutes?
She's a great kid.
Yeah, so you can just stand out her vagina like a bar on the eve of your 21st birthday, yeah. And then the stroke of midnight.
Guys, that was mean.
Well, anyway. I sure hope that family doesn't listen to this podcast. I hope they just listen to the Austin one they were in, because they were sweet. So what happened?
Well, it happens at the same time.
Wait, this happens more than once?
Well, no. Like when it happens.
Yeah.
There are spurts.
To the fart when or the cum?
To both, and it's and it's back and forth.
Wait, let me ask you
this. It's one or the other. It's wait.
Let me ask you this. When you did it, can I offer a suggestion?
Whoa, double up here.
Yeah.
That's
can I
nice.
Offer a suggestion? The next time it happens, if it slips out, just totally just commit to it and be like, Kit, take us into turbo mode. And
No, you'd want to go super
but
pursuit mode.
Here's the worst part. Deanna, God
super
bless her.
Super pursuit.
Deanna.
That was when Kit would do 350 miles an hour.
And then start going faster, like when you're farting. Make
wait, what were you saying about Deanna?
Well, Deanna, she's hilarious, and she knows what's funny, mm-hmm. and what's funny is a fart.
Yeah.
So imagine
Greta knows
coming
too.
Onto a girlfriend while farting, so they're fucking cracking up as you come onto them.
Are you like, I'm
she's
sorry.
Like, you fucking idiot.
Get off me.
Yeah. So if you ever wanted to know.
Wow. Jonah, thank you. I did want to know.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but it is so much more shame.
That should be a segment on the podcast called I Didn't Want to Know.
Yeah. You didn't want to know that?
I did, and now I'm sorry that I do. Like, it was...
Yeah, that's how you end the segment. Yeah. And now I'm sorry that I know.
I'm sorry.
Maybe during your three-way you don't remember you had a cum fart.
Maybe.
What a nerd. Him and his three ways.
Nerdy girls love to fuck too, Joan. I don't know what to tell you.
That applause should have been more than it was. Yeah. It leads me to believe that maybe nerdy girls don't like to fuck. I have body image trouble, so let's not fuck.
Oh, poor Matt Myra.
That was...
Oh, yeah, you were talking about someone else.
No, that was me.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had sex with my shirt off. Fact.
What?
Oh, I'm sharing
man.
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe once in college.
Do you make Greta take her shirt off?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work if the girl doesn't take her shirt off, right?
Right. That's what sex is, right?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Carl.
Well, I'm the crazy one. Whatever.
Do you get one of those like shirts that you can buy at Oz that have like a ripped?
No. I'll wear this.
What? Are you wearing your fuck shirt right now?
This could be a fuck. I might have fucked in this.
Oh.
It says pink on the fuck.
Sure, says pink right there.
Oh my God.
No.
Don't the shirt flaps get in the way?
No.
What?
Yeah. I got it all worked out, Chris.
Do you when you're about to come, do you pop your collar?
Yeah.
Here I go. Sunglasses come down, deal with it.
No, you just pull them out of your pocket.
My progression lenses just turned dark. I can't afford progressive lenses.
So you have to slowly like hold it so you can change. Change your
and like
glasses.
My glasses are so fucking dirty, I have to unfold my
on.
Sunglasses.
No, it's just the clip-ons, and you pull them up, Dwayne Wayne's now. Now we know what it looks like when Matt comes.
Yeah. Oh, finally.
This has gotten incredibly dirty.
What this?
It's a late show.
It's a late show. The blue show.
Yeah, but, you know.
I feel like this
is whatever.
Par for the course.
What do I need to take my shirt off for? That would make people just grossed out.
You're not doing it for other people.
I feel like I would be doing it for Greta. Like, if I took my shirt off, she might be like, you have bigger tits than me.
She's never seen you without your shirt on?
Maybe.
You live together.
I know.
It's just she's like, do you want to take a shower? And Matt's in a wet t-shirt. He just won't. Oh, this is bliss.
Oh, what a sexy shower we're having.
Yeah, it's like when I go swimming.
Yeah.
I don't take my shirt off in the pool. That's dangerous.
You might get burned.
Yeah.
You went swimming in the pool in the hotel today.
I did.
That was a bold move.
He did.
Why was it bold?
Because they put so much fucking chlorine in those pools.
He stared at it. Like, he literally was staring at the pool out the window like a sad puppy. And he's like, should I go in?
Yeah, well.
What do you think if I put my boxes
on? So what I did, I didn't have any swim
my...
shorts. And then I went down to the lobby to see if they had. First, I called down to the concierge of the hotel. And, like, they're like, hi. I was like, is there a place in the lobby that sells, like, swim shorts? I don't know. The gift shop? I don't know.
Well,
so I guess I'll just go and check it then. Yeah, I guess so. Click. Thank you, friendly concierge. Then I went down to the gift shop. It's fucking closed.
Yeah, till 5 p.m.
Till 5 p.m.
What gift shop?
Past my swimming time.
But the other thing is, he puts on. Your attire was your boxers.
Well, no, I had my boxer briefs on, and then I put on my sleeping shorts. Just sleeping shorts, like, you know, normal boxers.
Yeah.
Over that was my swimming outfit.
And then he wraps a towel around his waist, and he's standing there barefoot, and he looks at me, and he goes, do I look like a guy that's just going swimming?
Well, it's like I was so concerned about, like, getting kicked out for just being a guy in his underwear in a fucking pool. And right when I walked in, there was, like, a couple walking around the pool. I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to see anybody when I just... Because it's like clearly, like it looked okay. But then once I got out of the pool, it was so clear that there was just underwear.
But at least you double layered.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a weirdo.
Yeah.
But yeah, then I went. I was just like swam around
the
pool.
Did you swim laps or did you just splash around?
Yeah, I swam a little bit. You know what was cool? It's a really it had a large area that was shallow. And so I was. This is so fun. I just fucking was breakdancing. Because you could be really good at breakdancing when you don't have that much weight coming down on the earth. So I was just like fucking doing rolls and fucking like putting it up and stuff like that. It was great. I'm a good underwater breakdancer.
I used to like to run. I used to pretend I was the $6 million man underwater because they would in order to illustrate him running fast, they would slow it down. And then so I would be this. I must have looked so fucking weird. I would like I'd be the one kid in the corner of the pool. The other kids are playing, just sitting in the pool, going.
I remember one time, you know, those water parks where they just have like the lazy river, the little flowing river that goes.
Oh, that is the best.
I love it, just like floating there, and like just like floating and going by. But then I got all of a sudden I was doing, you know, with my head down, just floating around. A guy jumped on top of me and pulled me up, and I was like, "What's going on?" He's like, "You're all right?" And I said, "Yeah." He's all, and he just in the most epic voice, "You never do a dead man's float."
I know the name of this podcast now. Dead man's float is this episode.
When I was a kid,
dead man's float.
We had a pool growing up in Lowell, and I would go in there, and I don't sink. I am just fucking neutrally
buoyant.
That's
why we call him the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Yeah, no.
Which is also a shit he took earlier
so
today.
So I would literally... You're welcome. I would literally just fall asleep laying on my back in the pool with no float whatsoever.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And my parents would yell and my ears would be underwater. So they always thought I was dead. And I'd be like, if
As
I was dead...
As opposed to now when you're just dead to them.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's funny that was the line that crossed it.
Like, do you know what's fucked up?
After the cum farting and everything that's happening, like, you're dead to your parents. Aww.
Do you know what's fucked up is my mother texted me the other day, and she said, did you find an apartment yet? And then I realized I haven't talked to my mother in a month.
Oh, wow.
I'm the worst son in the world.
That's not the only thing you're the worst.
Oh,
at.
And then this is a real text my mother sent me today, and I fucking was gonna tell you, Jonah, because you would have gotten a kick out of it.
Probably, yeah.
And mom, okay, here we go. She says to me, "Just wondering if you read any of my texts. LOL. Let me know. I could tell you I had a great shit if that would attract your attention."
Yeah.
Boy, she knows you.
Yeah, she really does.
I could tell you.
Just that she sends that, you immediately call her. How was it?
That's I love
was
how
it big?
Parents misuse LOL a lot. I don't know what it is. I don't know what they think it means, but they put it in the weirdest places.
It's so weird. There's
weird.
No punctuation. She also uses the letter U instead of Y-O-U.
Are
yeah.
you sure it wasn't Prince texting you?
Here's what it actually, the whole thing.
Here's just, how you'd read it. Yeah, go ahead.
"Just wondering if you read any of my texts, LOL. Let me know. I could tell you I had a great shit if that would attract your attention. Love you."
Wow, it really says that. One big, weird run-on sentence.
Then you just respond with, "Yeah, I got them. In Austin right now." What a fucking horrible son.
Don't read the rest of my text messages.
Wait, read one more.
"I love you. In Austin. Late."
Read one more.
She said, "Okay, good to know. LOL for podcast."
LOL. What does she think it means?
She thinks it's hilarious. Everything's hilarious. Love you, Mom.
Your parents going to listen to this one?
Maybe.
Well, did she take a great shit? We never found out.
I think she was just referencing the fact that Greta texted me that she took a shit, and I tweeted it.
You tweeted a picture of it?
No, not the
shit pic?
Listen, I wish I did. Yeah, she's like, I don't know, whatever it was. But she said something about her eating Cheetos, and then she took a huge shit the next day, and it was awesome. And then I thought that was the best text message I ever got.
Maybe that's when she flipped up her collar. This was awesome.
Here we go.
I have to do that sometimes because I like if I have sunglasses that I'm carrying around and I'm inside and then I have to pee. It's embarrassing at a wall urinal when I don't know where else to put the sunglasses and there's other dudes there and I'm just like, fuck. And I just have to put them on. Just as
you
a place
can't
to put
them right from here. Your collar?
I'm always afraid.
You can put
that
it behind your head like Guy Fieri?
I'm always going to. Well, there's your answer. I'm always afraid that they're either going to fall into the urinal or there's going to be splash on them.
And really?
So, yeah. So I put them on and it just looks like I'm top gunning or something.
Yeah. Time to take a pee.
You're dropping below the hard deck.
Yeah, I drop below the hard
deck. Jester's dead. Woo! Is that what you say when you finish peeing?
I do, yep.
Jester's dead.
Yep. Here's a funny tweet that I saw before the show that I just wanted to out this guy because I thought it was really funny. And he's going to lose his mind when I... It's One Gaming Nation on Twitter.
Not here.
Really? Here's his tweet. "We have shitty seats at the Nerdist podcast because the wife doesn't know what it means to leave early."
Oh, my God. I know why he didn't say that's me.
Yeah.
But did he think she wasn't going to see her? Maybe she's not on Twitter.
Maybe she's not on Twitter. Way to go, Chris.
Whoops.
They will not be fucking in the hotel room next to you.
But isn't that the case, right, fellas? Fellas, you got to back me up on this one, right? Ladies never
don't
always
back him
girls
up.
Girls can't drive in
the
right?
Shoes.
They don't
be
facial reasoning.
All the time. You can't stop a woman from shopping.
Don't back him up, fellas. Don't.
Myra Bowie. People misspell that on the internet. I just want to be, for the record, it's B-O-O-E-Y. It's,
right, Bowie. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a Howard Stern reference.
Yeah, it's a reference to the fact that I'm the only one here who likes Howard Stern.
No, I like Howard Stern.
You guys never listen.
Well, it's just because I'm not in my car.
You don't have 6 hours a day? That's what he does.
I like
six
Stern.
Hours a day. I love Stern. I think it's fantastic. Anyway.
I feel like we're getting to a crucial point in the show.
Should the audience sing along? Or should they just sing it themselves?
Sing it yourselves.
Yeah, we'll put you on key.
That's where you want to be. Wow. You guys are worse than me.
Someone said,
it's a question.
No, wait!
It's a question. What? But what about? But then what if? But wait a minute. And? But also? And? Hang on, you're saying? Also? It's time for live Quemens. I'm going to set up another microphone here. There is a microphone on the other side of the stage.
What if nobody has any?
Well, considering that they really didn't commit to that song.
Hey, do you guys know that she has a nose fetish?
What?
She's part Eskimo.
Oh, I get it now.
What's, oh, yeah, we have. There's plenty of Quemens.
Whoa, I love it.
Let's start whittling down this side of the side of the room first. What is your name and Quemen, sir?
My name's Eric, and I just want to say thanks for the podcast. It's the greatest. You guys...
Sorry to disappoint you tonight.
Like yesterday, I got yelled at my boss. Put on your podcast.
Kill him. Fucking kill him.
Thank you, because he listens to this podcast.
Oh.
Oh.
What's your piece of shit dick boss's name?
Mr. Shit Dick?
Mark Frashone.
Ho ho! Well, the fortunate thing is that he won't be your boss for long. We're just kidding around, Mark Frashone, but stop being a cock. Stop being a cock to your employees so they don't go to podcasts. What do you do?
I work for a radio station as a promotions coordinator.
Mark Frashone in the morning. Hey, it's Mark Frashone here on the...
Is he a radio guy or is he...
I do the radio thing.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, all right.
Yes, you're quite
chatty. It's 6 in the morning. No one really listens.
Can you do your station ID for us?
I don't know. I might get an... It's an ABC radio for kids.
Oh, that's... well then no. No.
Don't.
Oh. Oh.
Don't.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Owned by a mouse.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark Frashone, how come you're such a cocksucker?
Wait a second. When did mice get money? I don't get it.
That Mark Frashone sucked my dick.
Goofy, I know that one.
Gosh. Can you come and shoot the seat?
I've always wondered.
Kind of.
Did you want us to shit on your boss some more? Or?
I'm good, but if you guys are hiring, so.
What was your equipment?
That was it. Just thank you for everything.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
That was nice.
We're obviously kidding, Mark Frashone.
Are we going to bounce side to side?
We're teasing you, Mark Frashone. Yeah, side to side.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm James.
Hi, James.
Long-time listener, first-time Quemener.
Excellent.
So, I don't know about anybody else, but I was up at 10 a.m. this morning buying my Comic-Con badge.
Nice.
Yay.
Yeah, I missed that.
Are you okay? Oh.
Are you guys doing anything at Comic-Con this year?
Yes, well, we're doing...
I didn't get my badge.
We are... We'll sort it out. We're doing a Course of the Force, which is the lightsaber relay. Leading up, we partner with the Lucas people and Make-A-Wish Foundation. And so we're doing a charity Olympic torch-style lightsaber run that starts in Santa Monica and goes all the way down to Comic-Con, the 5 days leading up to Comic-Con.
I feel like we should specify run or walk, fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or land speed. You can land speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a tauntaun.
We're going to do that.
Careful.
We are doing a... we're doing a... I'm touching you. We're going to be doing another live podcast at Comic-Con this year at the Balboa Theater, which is really big, so please come. It'll be a different show than this one, and there are a lot of seats to fill there, so we'll have guests and stuff, so that's what we're doing. What are you doing for Comic-Con?
Oh, God, I'm going to get drunk and.
Yeah, you're just gonna do it. You're just gonna fuck it up.
Oh
man, I'm just gonna.
You're
get
so
up in that
you have such a sweet demeanor. I just like be like, I'm gonna get drunk and fuck a lot of bitches.
Yeah.
I'm gonna finger a lot of holes.
Yeah. I have a Wonder Woman fetish. Camp.
I like your style, hoodie.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Next, Quentin. You. You're back.
Yes, I'm back. Jacob from Houston. Hi, guys.
You look a lot like Robert Kirkman.
You do.
You do have a Kirkman-esque vibe.
Quick, be snarky to Jonah.
Zombies, blah, 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 blah.
That's kind of what he would do, actually.
That's kind of what he would
that
do.
That is what he would
I
do.
I am a writer, so there you go. Requisite beard. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say I do love the show, and you guys have been putting on some great shows recently. You've had some top-notch guests. It was great to have people like David Tennant on there. I love the Willem Dafoe interview.
Oh, thank you.
My question is kind of two-part. Since you guys are getting more high-profile guests, who is your just ultimate choice to have on the show, and what one question would you love to ask them?
Regina Spektor, will you fuck me? Now we're never getting her on the show.
First question right out of the gate. Shortest podcast ever.
Yeah.
Listen, we need to break that record. What was our shortest podcast ever? Stephen Merchant. 44 minutes.
No, it was shorter than that. It was a little shorter. It was like 34 minutes.
But that was just scheduling. That wasn't...
Yeah. I would probably have Regina Spektor on and tell her to not fuck Matt.
This is the worst, guys. Jonah, why are you doing me like that?
I would want to have Carl Reiner on. And just talk everything.
Yeah.
I would ask him everything.
That would be, Carl Reiner would be pretty amazing.
Mel Brooks.
J. Matthews.
Nah.
Yeah.
I thought his last name was Band.
No.
Oh.
You know, I would love Hugh Laurie. I think Hugh Laurie would be fucking amazing. Because... I keep getting called to audition for House, and I'm never able to do it because I'm either out of town or whatever. And when we did the Willem Dafoe podcast, it was sort of hard for me to imagine what my life had become. The decision that I made was we either go do the Willem Dafoe podcast or I go audition for Hugh Laurie for an episode of House that he was directing. And I'm like, well, we're gonna do the Willem Dafoe podcast. I mean, I don't know Hugh Laurie at all, so it wasn't like I was like, sorry, Hugh, oh, rats, or whatever he would say. I love that show. I've always wanted to be on it, and everyone I know who's ever worked on it said he's amazing and just he's so fucking cool. He'd make a good doctor. Hugh Laurie would make a fucking great doctor.
He's British. He could do it.
Third season, he cured Dave Matthews
of what? Shitty music writing?
No.
Is that what happened in the episode? Turns out he had a stroke the whole time.
They thought it was lupus, but it's never lupus.
Who do you want on the podcast that we haven't had?
I think probably number one that I'd love you guys to talk to would probably be someone like Stephen Fry.
Yeah, yeah, Stephen Fry. Yeah. I tried to get Stephen Fry on, but a Hugh Laurie connection. I tried to get Stephen Fry on when I went to London in December, and his people said no. So, I mean, I don't imagine they were familiar at all with, I mean, if, I don't know, whatever. They said
also,
no.
Matt Berry, Richard Ioday, Matthew Holness.
Eccleston would be, I don't know. I can't tell if he seems friendly or not. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. I don't know. But like, was it really fun being the doctor? Don't ask me these questions.
Nice.
I don't know. There's some people that I feel like I want on, but at the same time, I don't want on because if it's not an amazing experience, it'll shatter the sort of idolized, image that I have of them, So I don't know. There's some people that I want on, but also I'm afraid to have on at the same time, if that answers your question.
Well, that fizzled out. And
No, I really want, of course, I want Steve Martin on. I mean, Steve Martin was the reason I ever wanted to do comedy. But I also know that he's very quiet and shy, and if it didn't go well, it would destroy me inside. That I fucked it up, and I ruined it. So in a way, I kind of don't want him on for that reason. I'd rather just have him be what he means to me now. So that's what I meant by that.
Right.
Yes, madam?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Denise.
Hi, Denise.
I'm throwing this question out here because I hope you guys will appreciate it. I am currently writing my senior thesis on alternate reality gaming and viral marketing.
Sure.
And I want to know if there were any particular marketing campaigns or games that you've participated in or you liked a lot.
Is this part of one? Is this a meta game?
You never know. You might as well just answer and see what happens.
Oh, Mike, my God. Mike Tyson's punch out.
When Mike Tyson actually punched you out.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, I think there was a pretty cool one for, was it for Dark Knight or Batman Begins? There was one where they left all the bowling ball. Oh, it was Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. They left all the bowling balls with the Joker thing on it. That was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, when Blair Witch came out, they would just go and leave random video cassettes, like blank video cassettes at stores and stuff like that. And people would find them and put them in thinking it was porn. And then it was just a bunch of fucked up footage. I remember that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was really frightening. I think they did that. They did the same thing with The Ring.
I don't remember that.
Did you ever leave your house or?
I don't take my shirt off.
Yeah, I don't know if that answered your question adequately. I don't feel like I'm in an alternate. I don't feel like I'm in an ARG that often. I don't know. Maybe I've been in tons and I just wasn't aware of it at the time. But are you designing one in particular that you?
No, I'm just writing a research paper on them because I'm fascinated by them, and that's what my major allows me to do. So.
Oh, kick-ass!
Just what
cool.
I'm studying.
Nice.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Thanks, Denise.
Denise.
I thought that too, but I thought that too.
What's up, bro?
Hey guys.
Hey.
My name is Jay.
Hey, Jay.
I was gonna ask, what is your favorite Lego set? But I realize all of you may not have played with Lego, so I'm going to say, what was your favorite nerdy toy as a small child?
Why would you accuse us of not playing Legos? That's a very very specific
safe.
Thing.
I'm being safe.
We all had Legos. No. I also had... All
right, then.
I had Kinects, had Legos.
I had Capsella, because you could make the little, like those little like plastic bulbs that you could put little motors on them, and they...
Oh, yeah.
I built an RC car once, like my parents for one Christmas gave me. And I had no idea how fucking intense the process was, but you're literally building a small car like that, and it took, you know, 2 months to do it. And I put all the servos in backwards, so forward made it go in reverse, and reverse made it go forward.
My favorite toy was the Super Soaker.
In 1993, I got a Meccano, which is the British term. I don't even remember what they called it over here, but I got an Enterprise and a Type 2 shuttle. So it was an Enterprise D that I had to fucking build with like bolts and stuff. And it was cooler than you think.
You know what it was? You know what I did? Fucking Gundam. I put together Gundam models.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Gundam?
Yeah, yeah.
Gundam it!
Gundam, yeah. It's just Japanese robot models.
There I know what Gundam is. I've never heard Gundam.
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 That sounds like a grandparent, like, hey, Jonah, what are you still playing with that Gundam?
Yeah, exactly.
Toy we got you? The robot Gundams?
God damn it, Jonah.
Jesus Christ, why do we let this kid have things? Is that to adequately answer your question? What was your favorite? Oh, you like Legos.
Yeah, I did like Legos a lot.
Yeah, Legos are great.
What was your favorite Lego set? Star Wars.
I do like the Star Wars ones. I like the earlier space sets before that.
Yeah, the moon base sets. That was actually one of my favorite ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. Hey, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your quemen?
my quemen is a question.
Okay.
If I were to invite any or all of you to appear on the League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen podcast on Spill.com, what would you say?
Well, I'm not regular. I'm very extraordinary, so I don't think I'd be allowed.
Well, we're the extremely ordinary ones. So we like to have extraordinary people on.
I'd do it. Skype it or something.
How
like
does
that?
It work? I mean, like, how do we... Because we're leaving in literally,
five
like...
hours.
We can accommodate your schedule in a few weeks or a couple of months.
We have to be in Austin to do it?
So far, technologically, yes. We have not
figured out
a way
to do this. So we'll all fly out for the podcast.
So we'll spend thousands of dollars to come back and do your podcast.
Or if you happen to
be in town.
Listen,
if I happen to be in town, I will do it.
I would do it if we're in town, but I'm not coming back for South by.
That's okay. I'm out of town for South by. I flee the scene.
Yeah, so, I mean, we probably... I don't know when we'll be back in Austin, but if we come back to Austin, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get you some contact information or get your contact information or remind you of who we
after
are?
After 323.
Jonah's number. We'll give out Jonah's number. Jonah's number is 323.
Yeah, well, afterwards we're going to be.
Yeah,
we
we're going to be at the table out there.
Yeah,
stuff. Okay. Yeah. So we'll just give you some information then.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Cool. And I guess then people should listen to your podcast.
Yeah, The League of Extremely Ordinary Gentlemen, the LEOG on spill.com, SPILL.com.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
What an asshole, right?
I was merely acting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Time for a couple more Quements, and then
let's race through these.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? First of all, comment. Thank you for the book. Reading it now.
Oh.
Funny as hell.
Oh, thanks.
It comes from a good place. It's got some good advice in it. I like it.
Thank you.
And I've got a question. I'm a fifth grade science teacher, and I also sponsor the science fiction club in my school, which basically means I'm teaching 10 and 11 year olds a science fiction lesson like twice a month.
Awesome.
And I've gone through Star Trek TOS, gotten into Doctor Who, taught them all the many different iterations of Star Wars, and I'm starting to hit a wall. 10 and 11 year olds, ideas, science
Show
fiction.
Show them the thing.
Oh, God. Exorcist?
Yeah,
this could all happen to you kids.
Your
mother sucks
job.
Cocks in hell.
I mean, just, you know, I don't want to get fired is a thing, so. Within that parameter.
You could show them Dune, I guess.
Oh, that'll put them to sleep.
Yeah. Boring.
10 and 11.
You, 10
and
11.
Firefly series.
Firefly would be great. Buckaroo Banzai. Buckaroo Banzai is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's weird, yeah.
Buckaroo Banzai.
Anyone else got anyone?
The original Battlestar, you could show them as well.
They'll probably be more. These are young kids. They'll probably get bored by. You got to go with the new Battlestar, probably.
Oh, they're actually really good at making fun of stuff too. I mean, I showed them some old 1940s Flash Gordons. Loved it.
Bring them a fucking Mystery Science
show
Theater.
Show them the Flash.
Yeah, show them some Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah, show them Mystery Science Theater because then you get double duty of old sci-fi and comedy at the same time.
Brilliant.
That's it.
Show them Laser Blast.
Don't show them Zardoz. There's like all sorts of like weird dick references and
show
stuff.
Show them Caligula. Show them Caligula.
I mean, my God.
Spaceballs.
Remember
when you were a kid and that was great?
Still is.
Back to the Future, you could show them.
Yeah.
You could show them.
Just show them some hard sci-fi.
How many S-bombs in Back to the Future? How many times do you say shit in Back to the Future?
There's a TV version. There's got to be a TV version of Back to the Future.
Call your TV station. Mystery Science Theater. Those were made for television, so there's no swearing in it. Unless you talk about the movie, then they say shit three times.
So, yeah, Mystery Science Theater, do it. They'll love
it. Mystery Science Theater, that'd be
Boom.
A good one.
Right. Pow, bang, zip.
Cool.
Hi.
Hello.
You look like
James.
A Caucasian Kumail Nanjiani.
Kind of does.
Kumail looks like the Pakistani me.
That's true.
Whoa. That's a fact.
It's true.
Well, okay, I like how some people are like, whoa, like it sounded racist to you for some reason.
How dare he mention someone's nationality?
First of all, Jonah, thank you for turning me on to Garth Marenghi, which is
Garth Marenghi's Dark Place is a fucking amazing series.
It's the greatest, most underrated thing ever.
Did you ever get into Man to Man with Dean Lerner?
Yeah. And Snuffbox.
Snuffbox is great.
I was so hoping you would have just stopped your comment. Jonah, thank you for turning me on.
Well, that's a given, I think, for everybody.
Yep. Matt, thank you for turning me on.
You're very welcome.
That's why I left
my shirt on.
Quickly, my question is, it seems like a lot of exciting stuff happening for the Nerdist Industries this year with two new podcasts, YouTube station, newsletter. Is there any breaking news, anything nobody's heard of yet that you can leak here and now?
Ooh.
We're robots.
Yes, there is something I can tell you, but you have to promise not to tweet it out yet.
He probably has like 12 followers.
Can 300 people as a group?
No, I bet that guy's wife's going to do it just to get back at him.
I don't tweet. So.
Yes, I will break something to you, but please, I mean, obviously I can't stop you. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it, but we haven't made we're going to make the announcement in a couple weeks, but I can tell you one of the shows that we're going to be doing on the Nerdist channel. We're doing like 30 shows over the course of the next year.
We are going to be doing, and this is just between us. Maybe you won't care about this, but I feel like
just
you will.
Just fucking say it.
I know, okay. I'm excited because I haven't said it publicly yet, so it's weird to say it. One of the shows we are doing for the channel is the video version of Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Holy fucking shit, man.
Right? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Did I break it?
No, it's fine. It got all Def Jam in here for a second.
Thank you guys. That just made my night.
Yes, yes. No one. Yeah, you guys, that was a breaking. Oh, I'm glad you reacted well to that. Otherwise, it'd be like,
I wish they had gotten like, what's that?
No. Yeah, no, I am super excited about that. And it came out of when we had Neil, Dr. Tyson on the podcast. I was talking to him and his producer afterwards, and we were just kind of ramping up programming for the channel. I was like, "You guys ever want to do a video version of the?" And they were like, "As a matter of fact, we are kind of interested in that," and it all worked out. So we've already shot a couple of them doing live shows, and then we're gonna do in studio stuff with him as well. So yeah, Star Talk with Neil deGrasse Tyson coming to the Nerdist channel, launching April 2nd. Yes, sir.
I'm a huge fan of you guys, and Chris, like you, I also, although probably at some point years younger, also kind of got influenced by the comedy boom of the 80s.
Yes, sir.
And at some point, thanks to you guys and the fateful tale of Matt Myra, I might start contemplating thinking about maybe kind of sort of...
That's exactly what we would have said.
Hitting up the open mics around my hometown, which is actually in Nashville.
Nashville, there must be a pretty decent, because Nashville's one of those, you know, again, most cities that are fueled by huge, like really nice colleges, like Austin or even Bloomington, Indiana, or Nashville, like those are all good towns to do. To start comedy in, because there's a lot of young, smart people there. There's kind of an arty vibe to it. I think Nashville is a great place. I mean, I know you have Zanies there in Nashville, but there's probably some sort of alternative comedy scene because you guys are a bunch of smarty pantses in Nashville.
Yeah. My question was, at what point do you think that the audience in your mind is most likely going to replicate the audience in the audience?
Never.
Honestly, not to scare you. It's just something... And I don't know if this is true for every comic, but certainly for Jonah, like he just said, and for me, I still feel like the audience in my head is not always... Sometimes I feel like when the audience in my head laughs too hard, the joke is too inside my own head and other people don't get it. It really is, you just start getting a sense of like, oh, I think this will be okay, and you try it, and then it's really just kind of trial by fire. Some comics will say that they know what's funny and they know what's not funny. I don't know. I half the time I'm right and half the time I'm not. So
even guys I've known that have been doing it for 20 years or still say they feel like they're trying everything out.
And what's funny is sometimes you'll write something. It's like writing down a dream in the middle of the night when you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, this is fucking ridiculous. You don't know that bits are, you know, like you just have to get them out before you know if they're going to work or not. And something that you thought was amazing and you say it out loud and you're like, yeah, hearing this out loud, I don't know why I thought that was. You know, like there have been bits where I've had to pull my car over. I was laughing so hard. And I'm like, boy, I sure can't wait to sock it to the crowd with this gem. And then it's death, you know. So... But that's what's the sort of the fun part of the process is the discovery, you know? There's the fun discovery process. It's almost kind of fun that you don't know exactly, you know, that you have to learn with the audience. You're forming a relationship with the audience. So it's sort of like, you know, they're a living, breathing being, and you never know how they're going to react exactly. And so that's kind of exciting. So if you can find solace in that.
And then poke them with a stick.
Well, in that case, hi-ho, internet away.
Yes,
I will Google that shit when I get home, and thank you for the fucking boot camp.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank
Good luck
you,
to you,
yeah.
sir.
Hey, buddy.
Theodore Quemmons.
What's up, nerds?
What'd you call me? What the fuck you call me?
You heard me. Austin says thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, guys. I've recently been pursuing a course of study that afforded me the opportunity to design a Lego set that emulates a reality game where you wake up at 10 a.m. to buy Comic-Con tickets, but then just end up vomiting and taking a morning after pill.
You did it. That's the podcast.
That's it. That's the title of the podcast.
That's fantastic.
Thank you guys for coming, Austin. It's a pleasure to see you. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I would like for Chris to call his boy Kevin Smith and tell him to get his smod ass to Austin.
All right, yeah. I will. I will.
I can text Mosier right now.
Get Moj on the phone. I just came up to tell you guys thank you. It's fucking awesome to have the Nerdist in Austin and have it live. My buddy Scott and I, who do also, to be lame, we also produce a local podcast. It's called the Texas Brain Cell Massacre.com.
There's nice. No such thing as a local podcast. Podcasts are automatic.
It's local to this solar system.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. It doesn't actually, it'll be a couple thousand years before it gets outside of this realm.
Right. You've launched it, but it'll still take a little while.
It's
launched. It's launched. But if any of you guys will be in Austin with downtime during South by Southwest or otherwise, please come on the podcast. That's all I have to say.
We're apparently going to come back to Austin to do our other podcast tour.
I don't
see any problem with that.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
I think that's awesome. I'm so glad that people are, you know, the AV Club wrote an article about how, like, oh, there's too many podcasts now.
Careful.
What?
They don't like me.
Yeah, that's why it's okay to just openly say that. I mean, I don't agree that. There's a lot of podcasts, but there's also a lot of people in the world. And I feel like, you know, when people do podcast, because there are so many podcasts, it's going to kind of make it tip into the mainstream. Podcasts are still not mainstream yet. We think they are because our smart, nerdy friends listen to them. But still, like, you know, my dad still has no idea what a podcast is. They still haven't tipped yet. So
I'm going to write a blog about, are there too many snarky blogs?
Oh, that would be amazing if you reviewed the AV Club every time they wrote something.
Yeah.
What I liked most about this review, nothing.
That'd be amazing. Cool. But yeah, when we, you know, since we're here now, we probably won't be back to Austin until the end of the year for a specific Nerdist podcast. But yeah, when we come back, it'd be fun.
I just know you guys are generous and willing to help out the up-and-comers.
Mike, absolutely, because we still feel that way. I mean, honestly, you know, it still feels like...
Oh, I've made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all downhill from here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay,
awesome.
Couple more Quintus. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. Hey.
Let me get this down a little short. All right, so I have two kind of question comments-ish. The first one, kind of following up with, you know, thank you for coming to Austin. I know a bunch of people in the crowd here are from Houston.
That doesn't sound like a bunch. It sounds like a couple.
We'll see you guys soon, honestly.
Really?
Yeah,
that's actually
a rumor.
What I was about to ask, because it's like we love seeing you guys. Like, boyfriend and I drove up to Dallas back in June to go see your show with Mike Vermin.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, last June. And so we brought a bunch of our friends along this time. I was like, it was freaking awesome. Like, you gotta fucking go. So I was just curious about that.
Yeah.
I think it is happening soon.
I have specifically requested it.
Yeah.
Just because I want to go to Southpaw Guitars and fucking buy some shit.
I just like seeing strip clubs next to office buildings.
Oh, God.
Takes down the travel time for the businessmen.
Yeah, they've like popped up. Like, there are like two or three that are like actually like by where my boyfriend and I live. It's like, where the fuck did these come from? Like,
If you say zoning law to someone, do they laugh in your face?
I don't even know. Josh, do you know?
Zoning is evil. All right.
You heard it here first.
Houston.
What's your second thing?
Sorry. Second thing was kind of unrelated, but I felt kind of stupid being like, hey, come to Houston. But like, what was y'all's favorite like cartoon shows when you were growing up? Just curious.
Oh my God. Well, I was an animation fucking fanatic. So, I mean, how granular do you want to get? Like, I loved Chuck Jones and Bob Clampett. Chuck Jones is probably my favorite Warner Brothers director, of that era. I watched everything. You know, Ren and Stimpy I discovered when I was in college on Nickelodeon. I was a huge Ren and Stimpy fan, but I loved I loved the 1940s era MGM stuff. I hated the Tom and Jerry when they were friends. I thought that was ridiculous, and Jerry wore a fucking red... although the bow tie was cool, but it just looked weird on a mouth. Maybe Jerry was a tiny Time Lord. That's my theory now, is that everyone's a Time Lord. But I didn't really like when they were friends. I liked old Max Fleischer stuff. I loved most Hanna-Barbera stuff. I thought the Laugh Olympics were fun because I liked watching mashups.
Yeah.
You were way ahead of your time.
I really was. Yeah. I really was. So that's, and then you know some Japanese animation.
I watched Rocko's Modern Life a lot. That was my favorite.
Ren and Stimpy, Rugrats, all the Klasky Chupo stuff, all the, you know, that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, Duckman was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Simpsons.
I would watch
that
fucking...
It's rare.
That Weird Science Duckman block.
Yeah. We watched the good cartoons.
Yeah.
If you watch Nickelodeon anytime in the 90s, pretty much.
There was some
good
stuff.
Best cartoon right now is Adventure Time.
Yes! Yes!
It's the best cartoon right now.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Oh. Hello.
I feel really short. This is actually my birthday present for my 16th birthday.
Well done, and I cannot say you're hot for another 365 days.
Let me apologize for this creepy asshole.
Wow, we've changed places.
First of all...
fuck you!
You look like Mario.
Hey, Mario. Say it to me, Mario.
It's the same princess.
Say it to me, Mario.
It's to me, Mario.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good, right?
Shit.
Pretty fucking good, right?
What's your quemout?
First of all, happy Fallopian Luge Day. and your equipment.
Oh, it's just a comment, and I'm new to this podcast, but I fell in love immediately, and my...
How new?
An hour and 40 minutes.
And, yeah, I just fell in love, so thank you for that.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. Nice equipment.
And I love your Dalek hat.
My friend made it for me.
That is fucking amazing.
That's really pretty sweet. That's birthday. Awesome.
Happy birthday. Okay, just a couple more, and then hello.
My name's Bryn. This was actually my birthday present, too. I just turned 21. So.
Oh, I know you.
Yeah.
Bryn has a tattoo.
Bryn has the Enjoy Your Burrito tattoo on her wrist.
Bryn is Bryn Sane on Twitter.
I drove 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
From 12 to 4.
Holy
shit. To see you guys. But, I don't really have a podcast-related question, but I just moved, and I didn't have cable for a while, so I was just rewatching old movies. And I watched Kentucky Fried Movie more than a few times.
Yeah, yes. Fucking Kentucky Fried Movie.
And I was just wondering which segment was your favorite.
Well, the really racist one.
I mean, Danger Seekers was... I love that they reuse the name Rex Kramer. Because that appears again in Airplane. But yeah, Danger Seekers is pretty funny.
The newscast with the people fucking.
The newscast with people fucking, but the dead kid, the National Association for
that
the
one was
for
my
the
dead. No.
I mean, when it is like, you know, they can enjoy activities like swimming, and he's just fucking floating in the pool. Dead man's float. Kentucky Fried Movie is amazing. That like that era of short sketch comedy movie was, you know. That was watched a lot in my youth.
Yeah, that was
very influential.
Yeah, well,
good to see you, Bryn. Thanks for driving.
I'm excited to finally get to meet them. So.
Oh,
we did it.
They're not allowed to come out after the show.
He puts us back in our cage.
Put them back in their
cage.
We have to ship them.
Yeah. As Chris puts on his monocle and laughs.
It's very cold in the cargo hold, isn't it?
And then he goes, I just bought Park Place, Monopoly.
Shut up, Mario.
Why is you do this? What? Why is you making me move my hand like that?
Wait. I gotta get a picture of that. You.
La 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 la
la
la la la la la la la la la la.
I'm going to Instagram the shit out of that. Oh, my God. That's so amazing.
All right. Awesome.
That's how dreams come true, Bryn.
That's good. Thanks for driving.
Thanks, Bryn.
Cool.
See you later. Okay. Okay. Four more comments, and then we...
We did it. Four more. We did it. Good job, everybody.
I have that.
Go. Let's go.
Hi, my name's Denise.
Denise. I did that earlier.
There's a lot of Denises here. There's also a Denise who's working backstage as well. There's like a Denise explosion here in Austin, Texas.
That was a bit sweaty.
I'm not actually from Austin, though.
You what?
I'm not from Austin.
Where are you from?
I'm from Progreso, Texas, which is way down on the
Progreso?
Board.
Yes.
Like
the fucking sauce?
Put your... No.
No, definitely
ask
not.
That again.
No.
Are
you talking about the gravy?
No.
You talking about the gravy
Only
I put on the pizza?
S. You have no idea how much that haunts me, the two S's.
I'm sorry for haunting you. I have a raccoon tail
actually,
now.
I actually have a shirt.
For those of you fun?
That's a tanuki suit that you have. It's not a raccoon.
Okay. No, this was kind of a last decision thing to actually come. I only came because I was kind of here to drop off my sister for a wedding.
Well done. You scored.
Oh, my God. Was this an arranged marriage?
No, I'm going to drop her off, then she'll be with her new family. No, she's not getting married. No,
okay.
She's just here for the celebration.
That would be fucked up if you dropped your sister off to her wedding and then went to a podcast.
Have a good wedding. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Oh, happy marriage. I'm leaving now. Bye.
Yeah.
Church is boring.
So what's your...
Okay, well, I'm really excited about things that are coming up, like Mass Effect 3 is coming up.
Yes, it is.
On Tuesday, I'm going to the midnight launch and everything. And I was just wondering, anything else that you guys are really excited that it's coming up really soon, or...
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yes.
It's the only game I'm looking forward to. War is coming.
What am I excited about? That's a good question. I'm fucking stoked for the Avengers.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited for the Avengers, too.
Looks too busy.
I just saw that second trailer. Fucking.
It looks like it could easily fall into Spider-Man 3 territory.
No, I don't think so. Here's what happens when you give Joss Whedon shit tons of
money.
Yeah,
I mean, listen, you think about Buffy. There were a ton of characters on Buffy, especially when you get
years to fucking follow them.
What?
They had so much time. This is an hour and a half movie.
Yeah,
so what?
I think you can pull it off. I'm excited. I think the trailer looked really
amazing. Fucking when Tony Stark is walking to his office and it's taking his Iron Man suit off.
Yep.
And then when the fucking
you would never take your Iron Man suit off during sex.
That depends.
But Jarvis, leave the chest plate on.
It's my arc reactor. But yeah, when Iron Man's falling out of the sky and the Hulk fucking catches him.
Yeah.
I cannot wait
to see
that
movie. And then uses the building to slow himself down.
Yeah, well, what else would you do?
I know, this is awesome.
God, it's just science.
Yeah. Avengers.
Yeah.
That's our answer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes, three more comments.
Hello.
I see a Simpsons Doctor shirt.
That's a Futurama Doctor shirt.
Oh, it's a Futurama.
First, I wanted to say I'm geeky about office supplies, so nice notepads.
Oh, thank you.
But that's not very important.
What's your favorite pen?
At the moment, gel pens. I like the
Pilot
G2.
7?
Yeah.
I always go with the big profile.
Yeah, you do. I don't care for them.
The Papermate.
But that's not why
my
I pen's
came
in
my
here.
Bag. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
That was just trivial. What I came up here for is, first of all, I had the good fortune to find Dell's podcast not that long after you first put the first one out. And I knew, first after listening to, of course, Tom Lennon's...
Senor Arbolito.
Arbolito.
Yes. Listening to that, and then once I got through the first podcast, I knew I'd found a place that I would really find comforting, and I love listening to y'all's podcasts. I get behind all the time, but it's okay, because then I listen to, 15 podcasts in, 4 days or whatever, and it helps me a lot.
Cool.
The other thing is I've got a good friend down here. She and I are both first-year teachers. And she works really hard, and it would mean a lot to her if you could give her a hand.
Give her a what?
Give her a hand.
Oh, my God, of course.
Where are you?
She's right here.
Well done. Stand up. We will clap for you. You are the future of America.
Yay.
You're doing the stuff that we're too selfish to do.
Yep.
We could teach other people, but we're narcissists. And we
help the world by proving that you can come and fart in intervals.
You could use that.
Don't
you
teach
use
that in the first week. Save that till later on.
And then the last thing was also thank you for putting me on a Doctor Who, because that's how I met Kristen.
Oh,
well
nice.
Done.
Well done. Well, thank you both
of
you.
We did it. More friends found.
Hey guys. Hello. Dos mas quamentos.
My name is Tom.
Tom.
I've been a fan since the very first episode of your podcast. I love it.
Thank you.
My question is, you've mentioned in the past that there's no set definition of what a nerd is. Like, it means different things to different people. Is there anything, for each of you guys, what nerdy thing do you not participate in? Like, I've never seen Doctor Who at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, come on.
No, right.
How often
so
do you do math?
Each of you has like your own.
It's not that. It's not that I think that the definition of nerdy varies. I think the ultimate definition of a nerd. I always say, whatever people are into is just sort of the accidental qualities of what it's not what people like, but how they like that those things that makes, you know, like how passionate they are about those things that they will try to understand them more than anyone else in the world and how obsessive they are about those things.
But you exclude sports.
Well, because sports are horrible.
Sports doesn't count.
They just are. They're horrible.
Fuck you. Go Sox.
It really is just how you obsess over stuff. Like, you know, I'll talk to somebody and I'll be like, oh yeah, I read comic books. And they'll ask me about, you know, the new 62 or 52 or you know, all these other comics. I'm like, oh no, I just read the ones I like. Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't read a bunch of comic books.
And I just fixing the pipes.
Oh no, you're not throwing that away. We are taking this everywhere from now on. And when you are acting up, I'm going to be like, Matt, what would Mario say? Yeah. What is it that we're not things? That, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I could pick one thing and say I'm not. I've never played World of Warcraft online. I played Warcraft. I played Warcraft and Warcraft 2 on the PC when I was growing up, and I played StarCraft. But I was always afraid that World of Warcraft would just devour my life.
You're right.
Like Skyrim is doing now.
Except I can't play Skyrim like on the road, you know? Like I can play Warcraft anywhere, and so that.
My two things that I'm not nerdy about that you will all probably hate me for. Harry Potter.
And I know you don't like Lord of the Rings.
That's right.
Yep.
Sorry guys. Listen, it's just something about wizards. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's exhausting to you.
I'm not into Doctor Who, not into Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Star Trek sucks. So
oh, my God, Jonah.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Don't hit me.
You deserved that.
Our final quement of the night.
Ooh, closing out. Pressure. I love the mustache. It makes you look like a really nerdy Ron Jeremy.
He took his shirt off, unfortunately.
Who can suck his own dick?
I actually had a question about the Nerdist way, because you're a big proponent of podcasts kind of as the new media, and you have a very internet-savvy audience used to non-traditional channels for promotion and for acquiring, you know, new stuff like the ebook version.
Sure.
And I was just wondering how, like, you know, this love of new promotion and new channels really kind of affected the way you promoted the book, whether you were planning on doing strictly a book tour or you had, like, new ways you were going to plan to get the word out for it.
Well,
besides the built-in audience, like, for the Nerdist.
Yeah, I think I just kind of relied on that, really, because, you know, what's challenging is that touring is a very difficult thing. There's a very delicate balance with touring, and if you go to a town to do a book tour, it makes it difficult to go back there anytime, you know, around that to do a podcast because people go, oh, I just saw that guy here. We went to the book tour. And I love the book and I'm glad people read it, but I want to perform. Like, I want to do comedy. And so anything that kind of gets in the way of being able to do that in cities, you know, so that's why I didn't do like a massive book tour. Also, the other thing was just the time to do a massive book tour, and you know, unfortunately, there are not a lot of places to do a book tour in this country anymore. There's a few places. I know Book People is here, Powell's in Portland. I know that there are a lot of nice, cool, locally owned bookstores, but it just scheduling wise, it got kind of hard. So I guess I just sort of relied on, you know, well, I hope people like this. Here's the thing, and you know, you never know what people are gonna like on the internet. You can think you know, or you can try, but I feel it's a lot of like, hey, you want this? No? Okay. How about this? All right, now I'll start dancing. Like, you know, you just never know with the internet. So I don't know if that answered your question, but
no, cool, I like it.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. That is our show. We're gonna be outside signing stuff. We
If they move the line quickly, we apologize. It's just because we have to get up in 5 hours to travel back to Los Angeles. But I will say to everyone,
4 hours.
Enjoy your burrito, Austin, Texas. Thank you so much for coming. And music.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of The Nerdist is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup, automatic, continual, and unlimited backup for your computer files for only $59 a year. Try it free at carbonite.com, use the offer code Nerdist, and get 2 bonus months with purchase.